Tyler Aldridge hungry for a win tonight as the Titans meet Jay High. About 7 o'clock, you'll hear it on WKHM 970, 101.5 FM. 0-4, and that's leaving a bad taste in your mouth?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is. You know, a lot of the games we were in, I'd say the game with Northwest, when they pulled away from us in the fourth quarter, that was probably one of the games that they actually took it to us. But, you know, we've been in some games. Lost a buzzer beater to Battlefield Penfield earlier in the season. Start us out. And, you know, yep, to say we're hungry for a win, we are very hungry for a win. Our guys have been working very hard over break, and they've been talking about this game for a very long time now.
Jackson off to a good start. Of course, you got a lot of football players, and that is – and you did it yourself. You played football and then right into basketball. Tough transition, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, these guys, you know, they've been running around and working out for, you know, the past year now. And, you know, it's hard. It's, you know, it's different lungs. I'd say that's the biggest thing is, you know, your wind and conditioning. That's the biggest thing. And hand-eye coordination with the ball. But and we're getting there. And we've been putting in a lot of work, especially during this nice little break that we had here to kind of hone in on some things. And mm-hmm. I think we're getting pretty close. We're close.
Well, no secrets here. You guys know each other pretty well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of our guys are friends with a lot of them and, you know, vice versa. And, you know, you grow up playing these guys your whole lives, and now it's a high school game. We only get them once this year. You know, I'm just glad that we were able to come to an agreement and make sure we get this game and play. If we could play this game two times a year, I'd do that regardless. I mean, I love this game. I've been a part of this game. It's good for the community. It's good for our kids. You know, hopefully we have a good turnout tonight.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not playing twice. I don't want to get into that, but this is just a great rivalry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great rivalry. It's just they got into the new conference, and
I think
they have a crossover game now. So it's nothing that we're doing or they're doing. It's just with the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
This was the only day that we could make it possible. So.
What does your schedule look like, Tyler?
After Jackson High?
Yeah, generally.
Okay. I know after J.I., we got Marshall, Harper Creek. We'll see Coldwater, Western. We'll have Hanover here in January. Hanover, then Vandercook, Hastings, Mason. In the upcoming game. So this tough schedule. I mean, we're kind of getting to our meat of our schedule right now.
Who's tough in the league this year?
just about everybody. you know, talking, this was a great, great, great basketball league. I mean, really, nobody's really down. I know Harper Creek's having somewhat of a rough start like we are, but I mean, everybody else, we've gotten eyes on everybody else. Everybody in this league is tough. And, you know, the good thing about this league is, you know, any night, you know, if you have a bad night, you could be exposed. And, you know, you look at Northwest turn it around. They're doing some very, very good things. And, you know, we're just looking back, getting in the thick of things. We've had good practices, good workouts. And, you know, hopefully that shows tonight.
Well, you get the other rivalry games with Western and Northwest, and those are always fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's coaching at Lumen and being around and, you know, also playing there, it's almost like every game's a rivalry game for us. You know, a lot of these guys, they know each other. They play in football. You hear it all the time, you know, let's play football, let's play basketball, you know, with a chance and everything. So we kind of treat everything like a rivalry game. We know everybody. We're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, and in any of these sports. So,
well, you got some really some great athletes on that team.
We do. We do. Biggest thing right now is we're just trying to get them all healthy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like this start of the season, you know, one guy's ready to go, the other one's banged up a little bit, you know, vice versa. Tonight we should be fairly healthy. Bobby's kind of a game time decision. Bobby Willis will be a game time decision. See how he feels. But everybody else, Nick Thomas, he played the other week against Northwest. He looked very good. You know, things that he does. So, you know, I'm kind of excited. We're starting to get people healthy and starting to get people back. And you know, we're carrying 15 guys. We had to keep 15 guys this year, just for practice purposes with how many kids we had hurt, you know, going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a lot of guys, man. We honestly have a lot of guys that can contribute. So, you know, I tell our guys all the time, you know, whoever goes in and they're, you know, if they're an asset to the team, they're going to stay out on the floor. So, you know, we're competing. That's the good thing. We're competing. I think we just need to get our legs and our conditioning up and, you know, some shots starting to fall. And I think we'll be fine.
You know, Keller had some huge games for you last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a brick house down low, and he can shoot outside. You know, we're trying to get guys to kind of help him out on the rebounding end. You know, he's a double-double guy. He's averaging, right, I think right now he's 16 and 11.
Mm.
16 points, 11 rebounds. So, you know, he's going to get his. We need some other contributors, you know, whether it's defensively or offensively, with, you know, some assists or some extra points. And you know, like I said, we're starting to figure out who we are. We're starting to identify what we can do in practices. It just got to translate into the games.
Is Rampker bugging you?
I get a call from him every once in a while, almost every week, asking. He's always asking if I need help or if, you know, if he can go scout for us. I mean, he's done a couple games for us in that sense. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I stay in contact with him constantly.
Well, good luck tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.